So, Sarah, you know, one of the key issues here in deciding what to do is whether you consider the patient, quote, endocrine resistant. Clearly, somebody who, as we'll get to in a second, who has a relapse while they're on, say, adjuvant endocrine therapy is one thing. But another situation that's not rare is a situation of somebody who's had endocrine therapy and now it's stopped. So we presented that situation to the audience of a patient who got 5 years of an adjuvant AI, then was off for 2 years, and presents off endocrine therapy. And the audience seems to be a little bit split between whether to pair up a CDK inhibitor, palbo, with fulvestrant or letrozole. It's interesting that when we asked you all, a lot of you thought about fulvestrant. I guess the thinking being patient already had 5 years of an AI and still is relapsing, even though it's a couple years later. Sarah, how do you decide what hormonal therapy to use in this situation?
Well, again, we don't have data, and it's the patient sitting before you. What was crossing my mind when reading this question was, has this patient's tumor accumulated an ESR1 mutation during those 5 years? We could do next-gen sequencing, or we could just use fulvestrant, which is agnostic to ESR1 mutations that accumulate during AI therapy for the most part. So that's why I chose that. But certainly, if the patient didn't want to come in for a monthly injection, I think this patient would have been perfectly appropriate for any of the three frontline setting studies with an AI plus a CDK4/6 inhibitor. So I think both were absolutely appropriate. The other thing that colored my recommendation was the results of the Falcon study looking at fulvestrant versus AI. Now, that was an endocrine therapy naive situation, so this patient wouldn't have qualified for that study. However, fulvestrant's data looks very compelling against an AI in that setting.